All right, Van, I appreciate you allowing me to come on your platform and have this conversation. I love what you do for the culture, man. It's amazing what you do. I just want to say thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Jack. Thanks for being on my show, Jack. You know, I follow what you do, you know. You know, to me, you're a cool brother, and I love you.
Thanks a lot, man. That's pretty strong, but let's get to the matter at hand, man. I mean, like I said, I love what you do for the culture, but I feel like, I have suspended judgment here. You know, I just feel like a lot of things are one-sided, you know, and I'm an African-American man, and I'm not taking the black side or the white side. You know, that's where I want to start, man. We got to stop judging each other. So, I mean, we can get right to it. You made a post, and you posted about Kanye's White Lives Matter shirt. And, you know, this is social media. This isn't us in person talking. You know, we're in the resonant node. We're talking on a social platform where it's okay to be social. And I wrote to you, do white lives matter? Do white lives not matter? You know, just saying that. You know, that's almost like a yes or no question. But you responded with the whole paragraph, which is fine. And, Ben, we're friends. You know, if you wanted to talk like that, you could have easily, you know, sent me a message or DM me. You know, that's beside the point. But I'm just wondering why that statement, out of all the things I've done in my career, been one of the best players in basketball, I got drafted. I go viral for saying, do white lives not matter? And the reason I went viral is because the way you returned, the way you answered my question. So my question to you is, what's wrong with white lives not matter?
Well, I mean, look, Jack. I mean, you're talking like you're married to a white woman.
Well, she's Costa Rican. I mean,
oh my God, man.
So you are married to a white woman.
If you want to say that, that's fine. I don't see color, man. Okay.
So you don't see color, but I mean, look, like you and I are brothers, right, man? I mean, we're black.
I mean, we are black, but what does that mean? You know, what's black, what's white? You know, if I slice you down the middle, you slice me down the middle, we're the same people. We have the same soul. You know, we're no different. Just like if the person that you work for may be a white person or whatever, we slice them down the middle. We are the same. We can't look at this with color. I think that's the biggest issue, that everything is about color.
No, hey, Jack. Okay, hold it, Jack. Get into what? Do not do that. Get into explaining the resonant node right away.
I can't get into that because I need to educate myself more on the resonant node. I don't want to just jump into it.
All you have to remember to say, Jack, is that, look, you and I are in the same spot, and everybody listening is in the same spot, and that spot is due to electricity. What is that doing to us? We're all in the same spot. We don't have any way to visualize where this is. Just say that. It's real simple.
Okay, got it.
Okay, let's get into it. Okay, let's lead up to it. Okay. Listen, like, look, Jack, I mean, well, you're talking like you're married to a white woman or something.
Man, okay, let me break it down a little. I think this is bigger than color. I think we need to start thinking about technology and media and social media, what it's done. You and I are talking in the space, right? And I like to call this spot the resident. No, it's a space where I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, but there's millions and billions of people in this same space that we're looking at. How do you explain, no, what is that doing to us?
What do you mean? What the hell is that? You describe that there are more than one spot.
You're doing what bodies can't do. You're in more than one spot.
Right. We're doing what bodies
can't do. I like how Bob says it on Bob's Media Ecology. It got me when I was just really new to this. He said, he's talking to somebody on the phone saying, how is it possible that when we're on the phone, I'm in your room and you're in my room. How can we be in two places at the same time?
Right. Got it. Okay. Man, how is that we're talking on the phone, but I'm in your room and you're in my room? That's the same exact instant. That's technology for you right there. Let's talk about that. Let's not talk about black and white. Let's talk about technology, on how we're in the same space at the same time. There's a million people who are hearing us.
And you can't be visualized. So we're not black or white in that spot.
Yeah, we're not black and white in that spot, but that's where this conversation went off of on social media. And we're not even a color in that spot. And that's the issue.
Jack, listen to me, man. Are you, like right now, are you wearing a White Lives Matter shirt?
I can't hear you, man. What did you say?
Are you, like, okay, so you're in my room, we're resident noting, stuff like that, okay? But I'm imagining, in my mind, when I hear your voice, I'm imagining that you're wearing a White Lives Matter shirt.
Ben, what if I was wearing a White Lives Matter shirt? We live in America, right? We're supposed to be free. Why does it matter what I'm wearing or what someone else is wearing? That does not matter.
Well, I mean, in this space,
we can't care about white people. We got to care about our own people.
I got a question, Van. The guy that, you know, when you were at TMZ, that was one of your first media jobs. The guy that hired you, right? What was his race?
You mean that Jew guy, the 11?
I don't know about the Jew guy. I wouldn't call him a Jew. I don't know him personally, but
well, believe me, he's a Jew.
To be frank, the face that I'm in, man, you know, I had to use basketball to start my own business. I've had more white people help me out than my brothers, as you say. I've had more white people help me get to where I am than black people. So maybe I don't think we're gonna go down that road.
Yeah, it's like you're getting into the race car now, and that's you're going into his game. He's ruining you in his game. You gotta do him any good.
Just stick with the resident note of describing the space. Just talk technically.
Right. Once again, like I said, we're in this resident node. We're in this space. I'm in your room, you're in my room, we're speaking in this space. Do you see color?
And you're in everybody else's room.
And you're in everybody else's room.
Hey, Jack, are you in some kind of cult?
Who taught you this brain?
No, I wouldn't say it's a cult, but I do, you know, I don't want to say that I'm, you know, I never like reading. I'm not going to lie. I can read. But I know that we live in a, you know, a non-literate culture right now. But I do have some mentors that tell me that I should start to look at certain philosophers, and one that I really enjoy is Marshall McLuhan. You know, and Marshall McLuhan talked about how, and he was talking about this in 1960, about how, what the effect of technology is going to be on human beings. You know, if you want to break it down, you know, you think when we first started, without the printing press, I don't even know if this would be here. You know, the printing press is the first time that we could put something in a book and give it to the masses to put everyone on the same page. You know, it started there, then from the printing press. You know, it goes to the telegraph, it goes to the telephone. You know, it's with every technology, the latest technology becomes obsolete. And now we've gotten to this space where you and I, once again, are in this resident node. We're speaking in this place, and I'm in your room, you're in my room, we can see each other. And we're having this conversation about a comment that I said, do white lives not matter? That's what we're here for. So, I mean, What are your thoughts on that? I mean, why are two black men arguing about do white lives not matter? And I've also heard you say, man, and not saying, I've heard you say that white people are the devil. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, but
when I say white people are what?
The space you're in. Go back to the space and describe. Oh, so
you need to use the word discarnate, Jack. You need to use the word discarnate. How can a discarnate voice have color?
I still got to study that part. So I'm pretty much giving you guys, like, you know, what I would say based off a little bit that I know about this. I don't want to start jumping. I don't even have my notes in front of me.
That little big picture, that big picture story you just laid out, I think that was pretty powerful.
About
the print press?
Especially if it's the pattern where every time we have one of these new technologies, the new technology is totally fucking us up while we are still having an old argument. You know, that like...
It changes the body image.
The rear view mirror content, right? So then you can frame it in the way that like this whole like white lives, black lives argument is actually an old fashioned argument that we're still having even though the new right. space we're in just totally changes the ground of the argument.
Right. Correct.
If you don't like the word discarnate, Jack, say out of body. So, you know, when I'm talking to you, I'm not in my physical body. Yeah, I'm disembodied.
Right, right.
Just to nitpick, when Jack was saying every new technology comes in and makes the previous one obsolete, see, that brings in another, kind of another conversation there. Another thing you could say, Jack, instead is every new technology changes the human image, our idea of what we think we are. So when electric technology, like the phone or the radio came along, that's when I can be in your room, you can be in my room, and a million people are in your studio at the same time. I changed our image, because how can our old image of white and black body images, how can that possibly exist in that space?
Change our image of how we see each other. Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna pick up with Van and the kind of things he would say, okay? I'm gonna start up again. All right? But Jack, look, you're a black man. You know, I'm a black man. I mean, we know where we came from, man. Like the whites, they have everything. Sure, they're poor white people, but look at how well whites live and how badly black people live in our country, man. You know, we got to do something for them. We can't have black people going in and say, you know, we got the Black Lives Matter thing. Then, I mean, if we got black people coming out with the White Lives Matter shirts, then, like, what's that mean? We're just returning our own people, man.
Well, Ben, I mean, you have a very valid point, but once again, Ben, I told you, I don't see color. It's about humanity. There's a lot more things happening in this world besides black and white. What is black and white? We're still talking about this black and white thing. If you look at any other country in the world, they don't talk about color. Yet, we are still talking about black and white, and yet we're having a conversation about a comment that I made on a social platform that's made to be social on. That's our conversation. And my question is, how did we get to this point?
You have to say answer the question. Don't let him ask. Go electricity.
Okay.
See, you take the position when what you write, Jack, you're not concerned about black and white and taking sides. And you'll say, because we're living in a new space. And always
got it. I'm not taking sides. Got it. Cool.
That's why everybody.
And Bob, this is getting recorded, right? What we're talking about? Like, this is
fucking
university.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So one thing that Van does a lot that I've read is what I've seen, he always reverts back to, like, slavery, and he goes back to all the things that happened back in the 1600s and 1700s, like, that's his go-to. He tries to fuck people up with the books.
Okay, let me do that, Jack. Let me do some.
Give us some slave talk there, Greg.
I'll do some of that. Look, Jack, okay, I understand you're trying to come in with some kind of humanist perspective, but, you know, go back in time, man. Look, go back to the 1600s, you know. When we were taken from our homes in Africa, we were put on ships. We were like, most of us died before we even got here, man. Only strongest survived. You know, they came here and they sold us like animals, man. They put us on this land and we built this land, man. We built North America. We built America. You know, what do we get for it? Nothing. You know, all we get is scraps. You know, from Harvey Lemon and TMZ. Z. I visited up there last week. That's why I use that. You know, TMZ. Look, man, I'm doing my own thing, man. That's why I'm trying to forge something here.
Man,
you would then say, this electric effect that we're all inside may be a new kind of slavery that does to all humans.
Right, right. Right, exactly. Do you want me to say, or you want me to, like, say what I would say?
And then Kanye is an artist, man. Kanye is more focused on the present than the past. You can just sort of sweep aside the past that way. I mean, I was thinking that kind of if it's about, you know, you want to get into these media-based themes for sure, but if it's about defending Kanye's rights, I know, fair enough. But one point that people maybe forget is that, you know, to me, when like the whole idea of Black Lives Matter and the idea that, well, the idea is that as a default they don't, and we're calling that out and saying that they in fact do, because you, come on, be honest, you know that honestly you kind of think that they don't. It was Kanye was one of the first to really call that out prominently when he said George Bush doesn't care about black people in the aftermath of Katrina. You know, like that was a real Black Lives Matter moment. But then that was 2004, right? Like that's what he was perceiving back then. He's like, wow, the way everyone is thinking about what's going on in New Orleans are just like those lives just aren't as important as other lives. And that's what he was perceiving then, and he fucking said it, and he hit it. He nailed it and caused a huge goddamn controversy. Well, now, 18 years later, he's more concerned about the new problem affecting all of our lives, right? So it's like, that's just, like, the whole BLM thing is like, people are, yeah, like, you're 15 years behind Kanye is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, I'm great. Go ahead, man.
Where do I pick up here? Okay. So, Jack, you know, we've been, like, okay, like, you know, you got a white wife, and Kanye's had a white wife. Okay, I'll admit it. I got a white girlfriend. I don't care about her. I don't care about that my girlfriend, my white girlfriend. I mean, she can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. You know, because I'm not going to say white lives matter. I'm just not going to do it.
Man, let me cut you off right really fast. So my wife I think this whole situation is also about perspective, right? My wife is Costa Rican. Her mom is from Nicaragua, and her dad is from Costa Rica, right? Her mom grew up in Nicaragua. You know, if you say anything bad about the president of Nicaragua, they will go to your house and kill you. That's a whole different thing that we're not even talking about, but we're talking about white lives matter and black lives matter. We are living in a place full of freedom. We should be free to do whatever we want. I'm only saying that you keep saying my wife is white. She's Costa Rican. There's a difference. So I just want to throw that out there for you.
Okay. I maybe I was getting too personal. All right. I'll admit that. You know, I'm getting too personal, Jack. Let's get away from the personal. You know, I'm talking about my girlfriend. I'm talking about Kanye's wife and all that. Let's just stay away from that. Okay? Let's just stick to facts, man. Let's just stick to facts. I mean, we built this country, man. We built it off our backs. You know, and then we can't go around going, hey, white lives matter. You know, that's just not going to play, man.
Well, you know, man, the funny thing about everyone these days in social media, most of social media, things we're perceiving, they have no context. We don't know what Kanye was perceiving. Everybody just reacted emotionally. You know what I mean? We don't know the context of why he wore that. We don't know the context. But we're reacting to it in a way that if it's a negative context. But we don't know that. We don't know what Kanye meant by that. So why are we even reacting to something we know nothing about? Just like in basketball. You know, Ben Simmons, last year, everybody said he was the worst player in the world because he wasn't playing for the Brooklyn Nets. And all the media was saying, oh, Ben Simmons doesn't want to play. He's scared to play. But if you really know Ben Simmons had serious back problems. But yet everybody in the media is saying Ben Simmons was scared to play because of mental stuff. That could have played a part in it, but they didn't have the whole story. We're talking about something where we don't even know the whole story. If you look at Kanye, he just posted something today like, I'm going to show you guys why I wore that. Like, let's let the story play itself out. Let's let the person that did it play itself out. We're just judging
Jack,
people.
Look, man, this Kanye, he came out with a MAGA hat, man. He's with Trump. You know, nothing worse than Trump, man. That guy's a fascist. He's a racist. You know, he's the worst ever, man. You know, and are you associating yourself with Trump, man?
I'm not associating myself with anyone. I'm associating myself with you right now in this conversation. If Kanye wants to wear a Trump hat, Kanye can wear a Trump hat. Well, if Kanye was white, would you still have the same, would it still matter, or was it because he was a black guy wearing a Trump hat? What is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, are you, like, I've even heard about this thing called MAGA communism. You know? Are you throwing in with that?
To be honest with you, I didn't even vote. And the crazy part is, with me not voting, people said I was crazy for not voting because I would let Trump win. I mean, everything is one-sided. You know, you go back to the election. I would talk to people in my family or people, my friends. If you, who'd you vote for? I didn't vote for anybody. Oh, hey, who'd you vote for? I voted for Trump. You're getting back. People are saying you're negative. You vote for Kanye, but you, like, you had to vote for Biden. If not, you were letting black people down. But now we see what Biden is doing, and I don't want to speak on the elected president. It is what it is. He's free to do what he wants. But I'm not letting that affect my judgment of how I see myself or how I see you or how I see a white person. And I don't think we'll ever get anywhere if we keep seeing color. This is about humanity, man. We can't
Look,
use
there's only one
food.
White life that matters in this world, as far as I'm concerned. If I'm gonna say, you know, it isn't white lives matter. It's white life matters, and that life is Joe Biden. We lose Joe Biden, we lose everything.
Well, you're free to your opinion, man. I'm not judging you off that, man. Like I said, I'm entering this conversation with suspended judgment. I'm not judging you by anything that you believe, anything that you say. That's the biggest issue that we're having these days. No one cannot say anything against the norm. If it's not what everybody believes and you go against it, you're chastised, you're talked about, you're frowned upon. How do we get to this place? And I go back to technology. I go back to that. Technology.
Yeah, right.
They're making us very emotional. You know, we're living in quadrophenia. We're getting this great ecstasy from this social platform where, you know, you can see the best looking cars, you can see beautiful women, you can see vacations. But at the same time, we're nervous and schizophrenic because, oh, so-and-so just got shot. President did this. We're living in this space where we're so far attached from our human self that we don't know how to react. So, know what we do? We just judge everybody. How do we get here?
Yeah, and you're constantly being invited to give your opinion on every little thing you see. There's a little comment box underneath it.
Everything is opinionated. Good, bad, ugly.
Yeah, it shouldn't say comment, Brian. It should say think or contemplate.
Yes, exactly.
So let's just boil this right down, Jack. I like you, Jack. Don't get me wrong here, okay? I mean, I sound like I'm all worked up, and but I like you. I like you, Jack. And I really thank you for coming on. We're having a good conversation. But like, where's this going, man? If there are people wearing White Lives Matter shirts, black people wearing these shirts. Like, and they're not wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. You know, what's next? What are they saying, man?
Jack. You
what are
say
they
what's
about,
next is
about
in
people?
15 minutes, it's going to be another story. You can't.
Right. What's next is another story is going to come out, and we're going to forget about this one.
Yeah. And everybody be reacting to the new story because right. They can, because the media allows you to react immediately without thinking.
And you know, Dan, you got to think about this. And I know you said, you know, we built this country and we did all these things. And, you know, and once again, I hear what you're saying, my brother. But what I'm saying is we're talking about the 1600s, 1700s. We're now in 2022. Technology has sped us up so fast to this new environment. And just think about it, bro. We're still talking about black matters, white matters. It's still a conversation. I mean, we're going in a circle. We're going in a circle. So my question to you is, how do we change the narrative from black to white but make it more about humanity? Because at the end of the day, we've been going in
a circle. No, humanity and technology. Make it not about humanity and technology.
And technology. Okay, so whenever I say humanity, I always say technology. Got
yeah,
it.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, Jeff, you know what I mean? Look, you got me, man. You got me. Okay, yeah, it should be about humanity. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Damn it.
But Ben, it's about technology.
No, you know, when I had you on here, Jack, I thought, you know, I'm going to nail this guy. But, you know, you brought some really a good point here, man. It's about humanity. We all got to come together as people, as humans, man.
Man, let me tell you something that was also pretty funny, man. You know, man, since that comment that I made on your post, man, I had like 100 people saying that I hate black people. I'm literally a black person. Like, man, how crazy does that sound, bro? Like, think about that. People were DMing me saying, you must hate black people or you must be related to the KKK. Like, man, come on, bro. We're smart humans. We're educated. You know, we went to the university, whatever. But come on, man. Like, seriously, that's where we have gone as people, bro. Black people are telling me that I must hate being black for just saying the white lives not matter.
Okay, man. Like, you know, I think it's been a good conversation, man. I was gonna go starting to go down a road of dangling ganglia, but that's just not necessary, man. That's just not necessary. You know, yeah. I thought I'd have you on the dangling ganglia, but no, we're not. It's not even gonna go there. You know,
you sprung the resident node on me. They clawed your feet.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you gotta think, man. This social media thing strikes so many emotions. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about Twitter. Remember Twitter? When Twitter first came out, all you could do was type on it. Remember when Facebook first came out, you had to go to college and have a Facebook account. Now we're in a space where you're free to say whatever you want. You're free to post whatever you want. You're free to comment on anything you want. You're free to look at anything you want. The key word there is free. You're free to do whatever you want. So, but yet, you're free to do whatever you want, but everyone is being judged. My whole thing with this is, we can't judge anyone for making their decisions that they make. We just can't. We can't, and that's what we're doing. And I think that will be the first step. Let's stop judging everybody. Nobody is better
than
yourself.
Well, Jack, say, let's start judging the technology we're using and what it's doing to
Let's start judging the technology we're using. Let's not judge each other. Let's think about what the technology is doing for us, my brother.
Okay, Jack, okay, we've had a good conversation. It's been great having you on the show. Just one last thing, man. Okay, we brought up, you know, how we've got to support humanity and all that stuff. But can we agree on one thing? You and me, black men, agreeing on one thing. All right? And that is that we should kill all the Russians.
Hey, man, you know what? I can't speak on that. I played basketball in the Ukraine. I traveled to Russia. They cut me my check. They were great people, man. I learned the language. They treated me like a rock star. I can't say that anything. I don't know anything about, I don't watch the news that much. I don't look at that, man. I'm more about my family. I'm more about my girlfriend. I have other things that I'm worried about. Okay.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on killing the Russians, okay? I want all the Russians dead. You're sort of on the fence about it. Okay, that's all right. We'll work on that later, okay? Okay, well, thanks a lot. I had Jack on the show. Is your name McClinton?
Yeah, McClinton.
McClinton. I had Jack McClinton on the show. Famous athlete. And great to have you on the show. You know, we got some minor disagreements, but I think we worked some stuff out here. Thanks, Jack, for being on the show. Excuse me, on the Van Lathan show.
Thank you. You guys continue to live in that attitude of gratitude. Thanks again.
So I'm going to be the first caller. Ben, how could you have that fucking asshole on? He hates black people. And I don't fucking black people, man. And Ben will say, yeah, that's right. You're right, Bob. I like you, Bob.
right.
Ben will mutate. Yeah,
well, I guess if I keep it based on technology, he'll never be able to win because that's his whole thing is talking about race. I'm like, well, race is out. It's all about technology. I'm going to keep it on that. So that was pretty
simple. Yeah,
technology.
And try to describe the character of the technology that we can't visualize it. We're not even sure if we are human on the technology.
Yeah,
because the technology can make you look like something you're not.
Yeah, like why is this one thing got to be news? It's so big today, we're all going to forget it next week, but Kanye wears this thing because it explodes for 1 week, and then it's gone again, you know?
What's the point of us having a conversation about this, as two black men? I'm going to stay away from talking about the black and white shit. That's going to get
right.
Me going. I'm just going to keep it away from that.
That's right.
Basically,
I don't see color and then say two black men. You're right. So I'm not
basically, when I took over, when I took the Van Lathan position and you started talking about humanity, now maybe that's a personal thing to me, but I had a hard time coming up with something that would counter that.
Right. So
even from someone like Van Lathan.
Humanity.
Yeah, and if you double it always with the technology, then, you know, you got a double hitter there. Yep.
Right, for sure.
Well, and it brings up this difference between the kind of high contrast thing of black and white, where, you know, you're very much one or the other, and it's this kind of tribal thing, like... versus the idea of a spectrum, which is more realistic, you know, for race. I mean, it's not, race is like, all these heavy realities of the real racial differences or something that, hypothetical Van is talking about is like, you know, that's all social reality. Like in biological reality, race is not like a real thing, you know, it's like a surface effect,
mm-hmm.
a spectrum of some kind. It's not a binary. It's not a high definite. There isn't a very high definition borderline where on one side you're black and on the other side you're white. You know, there's a million shades of, you know, it doesn't look gray in real life, but you know, use the metaphor, shades of gray. So it just comes down to this, like, to me, I see that as sort of a, it's like the particular nostalgia of the rearview mirror is like nostalgia for like, oh, remember the 60s? We really had, you know, black versus white sorting out our new identities then, man, but in those black and white TV days, like, oh boy, those were the days when black people really discovered who they were as a tribe, and it's like almost a nostalgia for going back to the, and they really got shit done and improved shit for black people back then, so we want to get more of that 60s vibe going on, but because we don't know, we weren't alive then, we don't know what the fuck we're actually trying to import to the present. What we're actually trying to import is just a weird nostalgic media bias for the high definition, high contrast. Whereas what we have now in our digital world is much more blended, spectral, you know, a spectrum from one to the other of shades of small difference, and it's much harder to tell, it's much easier to disguise yourself, and it's harder to, you know, it's much easier to be just sort of neutral or anyway, aracial or something in the resonant node these days than it used to be. So, you know, I just also see it as this, like, why are you trying to bring back this high contrast tribe of the black people versus the white people when we know that that's not the reality either biologically or, you know, when it comes down to it, socially, we are all in it together.
Well, it's the political manifesto.
Can't hear you, Carol. Carol wants to say something.
Is that the political manifesto?
Yeah, I have myself muted. Yeah, it's a political manifesto. I mean, it really struck me with the interview, and Greg, you did an awesome job, great acting skills. Jack,
Greg's like being black right now, dude. Thanks,
Carol.
Greg is supposed to be black.
So,
he's doing that.
What I figure is from what I've been hearing, you know, yesterday and today, yes, there are no races. There, you know, we're all, we've all been pulped by the tax body, but the political spectrum, you know, they kept using the blacks as the voting bloc for the Democrats, you know, from the welfare state, putting all single mothers on welfare so that they had to kick the men out of the homes. You know, we all know that stuff. So that's why the Black Lives Matter and Antifa got totally blown up, because the politicians, the Democrats, realized they had to make it a huge topic because they were losing the blacks. That's what happened. No more races. Now politics is taking over and pitting one against the other. But you say,
right,
you yeah.
So that's putting us against each other.
Yeah, it's terrible. But that's what's happening. And this guy, I mean, like you said, Chuck, if he's being paid to be the, you know, the Black Lives Matter spokesperson, but isn't really saying that, then that's on him. He, you know, he's creating this whole dialectic. And we're not living in a dialectic anymore. We're all just living.
Right.
Not
over to you, Bob. Attack me, Bob.
Yeah. Get back to the technology point. Always bring it back to the technology point.
Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah. That's never been done. Nobody talks about that right now. Nobody's really. That's the big difference. Not about race. Not even humanity. It's about technology taking over. We're about to be in the fucking metaverse. We're definitely not going to be ourselves. We're going to be a whole different creature in the metaverse.
Speaking of the metaverse, Jack, there's a saying on Twitter. working in the content fields, as a pun on working in the cotton fields. So people that are working in the content fields are people like, people like Van and other podcasters that have to latch on to different news items like Kanye's t-shirt or Kanye's hat in order to generate
chemical body items, Jed. It's always chemical body. That makes wealth. Talking about the old chemical body.
But always, Bob's always, hold on, Michael. Just one more thing. Bob's always talked about to keep the economy going, you gotta keep talking, keep typing. And that's the whole idea of these content, working the content fields, which we're all doing in the metaverse, whether we're black, white, or anything else.
Right, 100%. Yeah, it's very true. We're working in the content field. You just keep talking and keep typing.
And you can always ask him if he, you know, if he brings up slavery, you can always say, look, are you free or you're a slave to a political agenda? You know, that's what Carolyn was pointing towards, that he's a slave himself to a political agenda, and that is the content field that he's slaving and picking content in.
Yeah, if you got to go there, but I mean, don't.
Yeah.
Because I know he loves to
say the word slave in his conversation.
He might start like going like, oh, who you vote for? You think Trump's in, now I'm back into the bullshit. I think I'm going to keep that in my back pocket for sure because, like, I'm just saying, are you a slave right now? Are we slaves? You know what I mean? I think, you know, the slavery now at this point can only be a mental slavery because you and I aren't slaves, bro. You know, you're getting paid to talk about whatever you want to talk about. That sounds pretty cool to me. You got your own show, bro. On the Ringer. Every day. So that's pretty cool, don't you? I forgot we're not on the show. I'm thinking Greg's going to say something back right now. But yeah, I think the whole gist is just keep it on technology and not get to the black and white thing, but that's what he loves to do is argue for black people.
And Greg, or Jack, don't always say technology, say the electric effect, the disembodied, a couple of terms that the technology is.
Okay. Are you telling me to say that now, or are you just saying in general when I get on there?
No, I'm saying when you're on with this, don't just use the technology word. Try to reference the effect by saying electric effect, or the disembodied, or the non-visual.
Got it.
Hey, Jack, is your email still at Active Dreamers?
Yes, Jack at Active Dreamers, yep.
I sent you the clip from Bob's Media Ecology. It's only like 2 minutes long. It's Bob talking to some caller about the discarnate state. It's just real simple soundbite.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm going to put some notes down.
You're going to do just fine, Jack.
Thanks a lot. This was great, Bob. Thanks for everybody on here.
Yeah, it was a good idea to bring you on and have a little rehearsal.
Good job, Greg.
Look at that. You guys
want to do
that? Thanks, Mike.
Jack, don't get distracted by the fact that Van sounds just like Greg and you want to laugh.
Van tries to talk proper. He tries to, that's another funny part. He tries to talk white.
Yeah.
He tries to talk very proper. Like, come on, you playing a fucking game. You white?
Hey, you're a little muffled, Jack, there.
Jermaine said that she was laughing. She thought it was funny.
Yeah, she said she was crying laughing at you, Greg, by your voice. Oh, let's kill the Russians. Now that we can agree we're black.
You were great, Greg.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, fantastic.